guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two road meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Dayton, I say up and running. Caliban say my show, boy, don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. Through they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. Reason, only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only passion for a season, season. Godless, I go weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely fine. Smoke Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Bro, bro.
Ah, my son, that boy, what happened? Huh? Straight to Dayton, boy, from Dayton. What are you doing to me, man?
Good night, Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun. Host of the talk show host Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday except holidays at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. And you can look us up on Cable Bahamas, I guess, and listen in. And we're going to try to have a very wonderful conversation tonight. Our producer in studios is not a famous two-time Park the Box champ, One Family producer. Kermit is in studios from the One Family Shark through Taylor Street. Is our producer in studios tonight. And we're going to try to have a balanced conversation tonight. I want to give out a shout-out. I always used to promise to give a shout-out to my good friend Sluggo. You know, I always talk about the old days, but I would like to give a shout-out to my boy Sluggo. You know, just a little bit of street pops for some of the older guys, senior guys in different parts of the community who I sometimes meet, and they show me the utmost respect because we have the same background, and many of them are happy to see and very proud to see me doing what I'm doing and making changes in my community, but in the country, but also in the mindset of people out there to really give back and consider what I'm saying on the radio. And, like, you know, there are some problems. You know, this young man's explaining it. And if we were to apply some programs to these problems, we can have a better country. Yeah, so I'd like to give a shout out to my good friend Sluggo. You know, I always talk about the leaders of the former Rebellion Raiders crew. But Sluggo was one of the founding members of the Raiders crew. I think Sluggo lived somewhere between Brum Street or Peter Street. I can't remember exactly where Sluggo lives, but that's his very frequent. I'd like to give a shout out to my friend Sluggo, and I promise I'll give him a shout out because he listens to the show. And I also like to make people feel appreciated also. And to the many, many other persons I meet along the road who just listen to my voice and they just say, man, you was a young guy who be on the radio, Rouge Valentino. So I want to say thanks to each and every one of you because you make my life a little happier. You know, sometimes I be depressed, but when people just say hi to me, you know, I appreciate it. You know, it goes a long way, and I'm just glad that I'm making a difference to each and every one of you, our good friend Sluggo. Yeah. So Today's topic, we're going to talk about the head of the Christian Council speaking about how our society deteriorating. And when I came on the show, God in Radio, they wanted me to tell the stories, okay, the experiences of the inner city communities, the problems we face, find solutions. And I've been doing all of that on the show for close to about 9-10 years now. And I've always been saying from day one that society has been deteriorating from back in the days when we were gangsters in the early 90s, 91, 92, 93, 94. Go back to the 80s, 86, 87, 89. You know, when things really started to get chaotic in the Bahamas. And it was because of the family structure getting destroyed. And I was a part of that product because I always considered myself a drug baby. You know, my parents were, or my mom was on drugs. My father was in prison for murder. Twice I was in my mom's stomach. So, and the community that I reside in was a drug-infested community with a lot of crime happening. So I saw these things on a daily basis. People getting stabbed, people getting shot, drug selling, seeing rape, you know, whatever you can imagine, we saw growing up in the inner city community. And we became a product of that environment. So, also no way as to, by having all of that experience of learning on how to reverse some of the trend that was happening in the community. Because once you live there and you're a part of it, you have the solution for it. It's just that you have to be able to be a committed person and be a person who's committed to making change, who's not into fame, who's not into money, who is into making change. Because you look at where the youngsters are headed, the young females, the young gentlemen growing up. And you see it's a revolving door where a lot of them are neglected. And then we see the outcome of that. And I've been speaking on that and hoping that the leaders of the church, hoping the leaders in the political scene, hoping the leaders of different organizations, the Rotary, whatever organization, a president or someone who has control over organization, I use their waves to try and reach those persons. And if they could and put this in their organization, that we have to give back in order to change around the situation when it comes to the crime effort and the poverty and the tribulation that the Bahamian people is going through, manifested by themselves and by foreign entities. Okay, so we're going to start off, we're going to play Tree Flex, and this is what the president of the Christian Council said, and I'm going to have our number one producer in the studio, Kermit, play it for us and show you where I'm coming from, where I'm sharing you what is happening in the Bahamas, United Caribbean countries around the world for many, many years. It also concerns the church, but it also concerns us as society. Okay? Kermit, is all right if you could play it, if you could? This is the comments made by the president of the Christian Council, the Minister of National Security, and then I think it's one Mr. Pastor Denzel Road, Senior Pastor Denzel Road. They made some comments, and we can do our best to play them as best as possible, if we could. Just give us a second. And this is the president of the Christian Council. And I was sitting down with the Christian Council board many years ago explaining the same situation, but I was glad that they now realize what they're going to have to do in order to make the change in the country that is necessary. Okay.
This is not a government problem. This is our problem. And we have to do more to incognito our children. And I'm as a Christian, as a pastor, we've moved to take Christianity and put it on the back burner. The principles of Christianity produced a kind of God-fearing nation that we used to know. Today, we are so far from where we used to be, and we have to say, are we better? Is this the country we want?
All right. That's the president of the Christian Council. If we could, we can play the next one, the Minister of National Security. Not the Minister of National Security? Still the Christian Council. He's going to continue. Because we have to break it down.
We have to do massive intervention programs in communities that take over territory that gangs have predominantly had. And this cannot be once a month, once a year. You have to have programs that are continuous. And we have to give programs to communities that occupy them until the parents come home.
Okay. And that's a comment from the president of the Crystal Council. And they're saying now they're going to have to do programs and have sustainable programs in these communities where gang affiliation build up of neglected youths who in turn, you know, are neglected and they go and they form themselves a particular gang and they wreak havoc on the country, even wreak havoc on themselves. So now the country, after a certain amount of murders we've been having over the last 20 years, some reaching over 100, I think the last 10, 12 years per year, we are seeing we have to say now we're going into the preventative measures of getting ahead of the problem. So we're going to play the flick from the Minister of National Security. Hold on. We just step by step. Could you give us an opportunity? Because Kermit is really putting together for us. You know, because he didn't want me to just write it down and read it, or he wanted to play it so we could get a good understanding on how it ties in to what is going around the world, like I've always explained. And to show you, if all hands are on deck, and if the people like the president of the Crystal Council don't intervene and understand what the problem is and where to start, then we're going to continue to have like double murders that recently happened on Fox Hill Park. Mind you, a few years ago, they had a mass shooting out there. I think three or four persons got killed. Three persons got killed. And Normus got shot on Fox Hill Park. Now, just recently, about a few days ago, two persons were killed. And one of the persons they said were killed actually were on bail for six murders. So Kermit is going to play it now, you think so? You get roll? Go ahead. Let's go with roll then. I can remember some of the comments the Minister of National Security said. Okay.
This idea that you, like, you don't say the word sex around the little children because they don't know what it is. That has changed greatly. They are so informed. So they're packaging messages in cartoons. Now we can't even let our children watch cartoons the way we used to. We can't allow them to just read a random book because they're being inundated with these messages. And so we have to revisit our method. Our times have changed greatly. We work so hard trying to protect our children rather than spiritually weaponize them, that we must now equip our children, because no one can reach children like children. So what you and I gotta do, and those who are watching this now, we gotta equip our children to be agents of change. What we have been doing with our children is protecting them. You see that person, don't go around them. Don't play with that child there. Don't play with that child there. Don't talk to them. See if you could penetrate that child who causing the problem. Send love on them. We gotta trust the good that we put in our children.
Yeah, so that was Denzel Roll. He's a senior pastor. And they were talking on the fact of the church needing to do more. And this is a result of the recent murders, the recent sexual abuse statistics we're getting from the Department of Social Service concerning many of our youths who are being molested. We just recently had a police officer charged with, you know, it's before the court, you know, a heinous crime against his own flesh and blood. So, you know, we need some serious therapy in the country, you know, because even people who we hold to be protecting us, you know, they seem to have lost the idea of God and Jesus and the principle and the morals. And the church is speaking on that and how all the morals have evaporated. And it's evaporated because the church itself have neglected society for over 40 years. The church are trying their best now to do what they can to try and reverse the problem. But the problem, for it to build up, if you don't put the right resources in place and understand where we're going to start from first as preventative measures, where we have to start from. It can't be just putting people before the court and then say, you know, give them stiffer penalties for violent crimes. But remember now, when they go before the courts, they either 18, 19, or 14. But what happened before they go to court when they're 6 months, when they're one, they're two, they're three, what they're learning, you know, are we preparing them for adulthood, motherhood, fatherhood? Are we preparing them for owning a business? Are we preparing them what is right and what is wrong? Okay? And I think we're not been doing that for the last, I mean, consistently, where we have that as our main issue. Because we're hearing where the president of the Christian Council is speaking on this. We're hearing Pastor Arul speak on it. And I'm also going to comment with the Minister of National Security said. Okay, we are not growing up our children in morals. You know, reason why? The Minister of National Security, you know, he gets a report. And in his report, he got that children, grade two students, hey, were saying profanity against next students, selling drugs, okay, grade two. And this is in the report from the Minister of National Security, and this is what's going on in our country right now as we speak. The morals, okay? You speak upon this. Selling drugs, having sex in the school, fighting with police officers present, and violently wise police officers. Okay? And I've been saying this because I grew up in it. And many others grew up in it. So when I was speaking on these matters many, many years ago, and persons probably just didn't like me because I was so upfront, and they hate a person like myself who come from that, and I'm speaking on it. You know, we are some funny people. You know, we quickly judge. You know, and when you try to defend something, I'm not defending badness. I'm defending the fact that if we train and develop and build up the communities before this individual develop and turn himself into a monster that we cannot control and harm others and then teach others how to be a monster. You know, bend a tree before it grows. And that's how it's supposed to be in the community where a village grows up a community. You know? And I've always been saying that. And the Minister of National Security said this stuff. Okay? So let me show how it ties in the United States of America, and this goes to the church. We could play the next one. You want to get Louis Farrakhan, eh? Yeah, Farrakhan. So I want to show you that the same problem we're facing over here, it's also in the U.S. And just listen to it.
Who are we following?
All right, I'm going to ask some questions.
Did Jesus smoke reefer? Did he hit the pipe a little bit? I know they said he turned water into wine at the wedding feast, but did they ever say Jesus got drunk? Did he ever beat a woman? He didn't beat Mary. He didn't beat Martha. Did he cuss out his mother? Was he effeminate? He loved men because all the disciples were men. He loved them. He washed their feet. But did he have sex with them? Was Mary and Martha, were they lesbians? Well, how the hell did we get like we are if we're following him? Talk to me!
Now, Mr. Farrakhan is speaking about morals, okay? And I'm not knocking nobody. I'm just talking what I see. Everyone has their own light, their own rights to live the way they want to live. That don't mean necessary is right, but you still have a choice to live the life you want to live. And it's up to us who know what's right just to preach it, but not to talk or not to speak about it and let people think about what you speak instead of trying to force it on them, you know? And today in our country, you would see two young females, walking in the road, young females, walking in the road, hugging and kissing in school uniform. Okay? Is this normal? Are we trying to get like the States, where we bring all those ways, all those laws, you know, what they have, and apply it over here in what's supposed to be called a Christian country? Okay? Our young ladies are walking in the road right now with two females hugging and kissing. One is the butch or whatever the I don't know. Where are their parents? Now, am I saying this wrong? Am I saying this right? It's up to you to decide. I'm not saying it's right. All I'm saying is wrong. I'm just making a point. Where are their parents? Two girls walking. Do you allow your daughters or your sons, two boys, you know, come in your house and you know that they both are the same sex, and do you allow, how do you approach it? Now, like I say, I'm not judging nobody. But then you can't reproduce. And their sexually transmitted diseases are passed on more than a male and female. And those two sexes go together, there are more diseases can be caught than me going straight sex. Are you teaching this? Are we going to allow persons to teach sex in school, same sex in school, where what they're doing in the States? I see we're pushing for more equality for women in the country. You know, we had Women's Day the other day. And what are we trying to do? All rights in this country than men right now. Women stand 10 times, 100 times in this country right now to do better than men right now in this country. If you look in the political stance, see, this is where the Europeans are coming in now. These international organization. And they want to destroy the man, so the man is no longer the head of the family. And they want women to control the head of the family. Well, if you all want to do that then, okay, then why woman, every time, if you're in the house and the spider, they jump on the wall. I don't care if they same sex or whatever. If they're in a room and there's a centipede or a roach, both of them would jump up in there. Okay? So what I'm saying, you still can't take the feminine out of a woman. A woman's always going to be a woman. All right? If you act like what you ain't, you take on a personality that, you know, and you're not really serving your true purpose. Like I say, I'm not judging, you know. I'm just speaking to open up some ears out there. Is it right for parents to allow their daughters or their sons to come where they are? I mean, this is real compute to me. Pastors marrying the next man, and they call it, what, wife? A man's my next man, and that's his wife? See, morals, people. Morals. All right? Morals. Boy, it's crazy. And like I say, I'm not discriminating. Everyone has their own choice in life to make. But would you allow your son to come in the house knowing that this is partner, man to man, or female to female to female, and they're only 13, 14, and they're coming in the house and they're sitting down in the house and you know what they're doing in the room, and you're a parent? It's crazy. We're going to take this one call. I got to play the next flick of Louis Quarkon after I take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
If you dip the gas, you don't run out of gas.
Good night, good night.
Hello.
Yes, good night.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Great. You know, I agree 100%, you know, what you're saying. You know, how could you go in, how could you allow a parent could allow a man to bring a woman in their house, they live in with their parents or vice versa, straight or not, and to go in their room, lock up. No, that ain't supposed to be, because when I was growing, that was a no-no. And even with my children now, that's a no-no. And like you said, or your daughter coming into the home and bringing another girl or another man and going in your room and locking up. Scrooge, I don't think that's supposed to be. Where have we gone wrong? The morals that we had years ago. You know, when you was growing up, if you passed a church and you had your music on in the car,
you were turning it down.
You know,
because
the kid had a big boom box, used to turn that down and until you passed the church. Or even if you were smoking a cigarette.
Yes, sir.
You can out that cigarette.
Yes, sir.
Until you pass the church, or you drinking the beer, you can drink all, or you can pour it out.
Yes, sir.
But now, they sitting on the step.
At the church.
On the church step. And I can say this, and guess what, Scrooge?
Yes,
even
sir.
Today, you could walk around, because I do running. Even on the road, sometimes I run in, some, you know, I'll just...
Yes,
and
sir.
You seeing condoms on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Scrooge.
Yes.
Think about it. Some side corners I cut through, the churchyard, you're seeing condoms in the churchyard.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me, Scrooge, we've gone so far away that when I, because I'm 67, that when I was growing up.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we've gone far. We've drifted away. Look at the ladies coming dressed to church.
Uh-huh. The short skirts.
I mean, short.
Past the knee.
All the bosom out.
All the panty lines showing.
It's showing. It ain't too tight. It's too short.
So
all the cleavage and everything showing. And some of them will go right on the front bench and sit in the front of the pastor.
So what?
My wife did one time. Someone came with a short skirt. She literally took a towel, her sweater, and threw over her leg.
Yes, sir. So
she did that.
They shared all their parties to the pastor. Think he could preach great?
No, he can't preach that, because if he's a man, a real man, you know, if he wire wrong, that ain't about him.
What do you know? Yeah.
So, George, I just don't know.
Yeah.
What went wrong? Where we went wrong? You know, I believe it was Scrooge. You remember when remember the television pole when you had to go on the roof and turn the channel for ABC and NBC and all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Now, because of satelliting, a lot of stuff now. Then, when you see that cable got here, that's where we start to lose a lot of our morals and everything.
Yes, yes, I
agree.
Because
the children can just go and turn and watch what they want to watch.
On sex.
And you know, I don't know. I just don't know. Truth. Now, people say, why this gentleman say? Because it is the truth.
It is the truth. You can't run from
that. When I was growing in the Mixuma, when you see the missionaries or those ladies that come to have a street meeting and you playing basketball, not a man move.
Mm.
You couldn't move. You had to sit there and listen to that street service.
Yes, sir.
You wasn't bouncing no wall or not. But now, man, listen here. The custom music they playing around and wouldn't turn it down or any. They passing the church with the filthy music, stopping in the front of the church.
That's a no respect.
Blowing the horn in front of the church. That was a no-no.
We lose all the morals.
But Scrooge, you're doing a tremendous job. Let's continue to keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
You did an awesome job here tonight. We're going to take this next call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City. Go ahead, caller. I guess he left.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm fine. What's up, Spock?
Hey there, my boy. Your volume is very, very low from this end.
Oh, it's low? I can try to get the producer
to
turn it up right now.
You know, screw it.
Hey.
Ain't nothing gonna happen until we start talking the truth, you know.
Yeah, that's why
the problem is we don't talk the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we like sugarcoat things, like put icing on cake.
Well, you see this one gentleman here? I don't sugarcoat nothing.
No, but see, I don't mean you don't talk
I
about
don't
that.
Sugarcoat nothing. That's why I have the show.
You know what I'm talking about. People like me and you were talking about it.
I don't sugarcoat.
They won't get down on us.
I ain't no coward.
Huh?
I ain't no coward. Only cowards is sugarcoat.
I tell them like they victimized me before. I'm 71 now. Ain't much more you could do to me now. Mm. I mean, I ain't gonna be around for too long. Now. Most people my age done going a long time. So ain't nothing much you could do to me. See, I heard a gentleman talk about when the cable come here.
Yeah.
Man, this was going on before the cable come here. When doggone smartphone come here.
Yeah.
Don't let's lie, school. Let's tell you the truth. You could pick up your phone now. We talk about women today. You remember they used to call men are no good. All men are like all alike, and we is no good stinking dirty dog. Look at your doggone phone today, truth.
Mm.
Pick up your WhatsApp. Look all over the phone. Hello, Scrooge?
Yeah, Sparky, you're talking. You know, I don't have to answer you, Sparky. The world is listening.
I didn't know. See, sometimes they hang up on me.
I have to answer you. You don't have to be talking to me. You don't have to talk to me personally. You're on the air there, so there are thousands of people listening.
Phone now. If it ain't your mother or your daughter or your grandma, you could pick up, when they used to call man no good stinking dirty dog, you could pick up your cellular now and go on WhatsApp, and you could look all up inside a woman right up to her kidneys.
Yeah.
Every day.
Mm.
Every day. And guess what? Women say, well, why you send me these pictures on my... I say, guess what? If a woman would send me that picture, and I send it to you.
Yeah, they'd agree.
But a woman laying down with a man taking a video of her all up in her kidney. And she's smiling and laughing and doing everything what's supposed to be private in the bedroom between a man and his wife or a man and his woman. It's on the video.
No morals. And people don't know. There's a price to pay for that. You know? There is a price to pay. You know? It is a price to pay. You might think and be happy. You don't see, you know? There's someone who judges you based on what you're doing this life. You can't keep on doing wrong and wrong. And we expect no type of judgment or punishment. It comes. You know? Like I was saying on the show earlier, you know, it's a sad thing happening in our country. And we hear where the bishop is talking about programs and sustainable programs. The country right now, when it comes to investment, we can see the major investments happening in the country, you know. This government right now is on pace, probably top 1992, probably the two times Hubert Ingram did park the back when he helped bring the infrastructure and the company Ananas here. In that 10-year, Mr. Ingram did major investment for the country in the billions, many different projects. I think it was like close to 70 different projects, multi-million dollar projects. In that 10 years, he really had a lot of investment in the country. This current government, the Progressive Liberal Party, right now has projected in the billions of investments they have gathered up in their year and a half as the government of the country. And it's so much investment that this investment in these projects will last probably the next 10 to 15 years. Probably 10 years. We'll go in the next physical term and all. And one of those is the RC wins approval for a $100 million PI project. And it just is one. We have Carnival investing on Family Island. We have major investment in the Deputy Prime Minister's constituency. We have major investment in the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Cat Island and Rum Key, the Honorable Brave Davis, in the billions. And yet still, we haven't invested in the country itself when it comes to the citizens. And what I'm meaning that is that we don't know where to start. okay? We had a $21 million plan and donation from the IDB Bank, which I sit down on the board, making recommendation to build community centers all around the country. At that time, it was the Progressive Liberal Party, government in power, and it was a $21 million budget was given. And yet still, those community centers have yet to be built. You understand? We have a caller? We never made it a priority. So we have a deteriorating society, okay? Because the Minister of National Security state that grade 2 students are saying vulgar words against one another. Grade 2 students are selling drugs. Grade students are having sexual intercourse. And the list goes on and on and on. Okay? We just had a young man who was killed on Fox Hill Park along with the next young man. And he was on bail for 6 murders. Okay? So if we're not going to be proactive and invest more in the communities by building community centers, by investing in the community leaders, by investing in programs on each and every park to make sure that we have the park going from January straight to December, to make sure we have community centers and these communities set up. We also have to have a small business plan in the community to assist those who would like to start a small business. They might not know how to start a small business, but the small business board, probably a community leader and a team who in that particular area can have a small business development board set up with certain characteristics of different characters of small businesses, barber shops, hair brain shops, phone shops, television shops, you know, et cetera and et cetera, can be established. But you'd have something set up in the community where we could train them how to bank, how to save, you know, how to price your stuff, how to make revenue, how to make income, and to make it increase year by year by year. We also have to beautify the community that we reside in, these abandoned houses in this community. We're going to have to utilize them, repair them, what can be repaired, break them down, build low-cost homes, come up with creative ideas on how we can utilize these abandoned lots and turn them into something constructive for the community. Because in itself, in the entirety of the community, if the community start to bond together, okay, start to bond together, we will be able to identify at-risk youth in the community and work together with the different agencies that reside in the community. Okay? We're going to take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio.
Hey, Scoogey, where you sir?
Good night, good night. Everything
yeah,
blessed.
My Scoog.
Hey.
You start by talking about the truth, man, you know, and the truth, in my opinion, to why I see, you know, the regression of this country, because we never going forward to backwards, the continuance of moving backwards in this country from 73 to now, right? It's that we lost our culture, right? Let me give you an example. You could randomly stop any 10 person you meet in the Bahamas, Bahamas, and ask them, what country you like the most, or what country is your favorite country? And maybe 8 out of that 10 will tell you America.
Mm.
Right? So when you can have your citizens, right, desiring to be like somebody else, act like somebody else, live like somebody else, we have to be insane people, right? We really have to be a bunch of crazy people in this country, Scooch, if we looking for a different result.
Yeah, you're right.
That's impossible. The Bahamas can lose its identity because Bahamians no longer could identify as a Bahamian.
You're correct.
Right? And that's only because of why we the joy of being a being man ain't there no more. We used to be our tourism product used to be number one in the world.
Yeah.
Our country used to be one of the cleanest places in the world. It used to be one of the safest places in the world. We ain't have too much things to brag about no more as a people.
Yeah.
And why is that? It's because we keep allowing our leaders to sell us dreams but jobs, right? From the time we was hearing from hearing about these investments coming to our country, or what they call it, foreign investments.
Foreign investment.
Coming to our country. We could look back and we could literally see the deterioration of our culture and the Bahamas from that time happen to right now.
Yeah.
The Bahamas just, for every foreign investment hit our shores, if we blind and can't see that very, very little effort is put in keeping the culture of the Bahamas
alive
or identifiable.
Mm.
Very few or any. So what, every time we get these so-called foreign investors, nail in what we is called the Bahamas, man, because we have to have something to in the Bahamas for us to want to be Bahamas and be proud of, man. It just can't be the fact that we got whatever this, you know, conquered and jungle. It got to be more than that, right?
Yeah. It got to be happiness. It can't be poverty. It can't be crime.
No. It can't be those things.
Can't be those things.
Not enough of those things, man. It has to be empowerment.
It has to be empowerment.
Yes, sir.
I agree. Yep, everything you said. You did an excellent job. You know, and that's true. He's talking about the major investment. Listen to me. You know, this government right now has made investments in the billions. This is close to Hubert Ingram when he served his 2-term. Okay? He did major investment. As we can remember, he had about 70 different projects he did. He did the roadworks. He did Alanis. He did all kind of different projects. Freeport project, man. There was so much investments Ingram brought. And the caller saying, you know, yes, this investment is coming. You know, it's going to be great for the country itself, but it's only great for the government. What are we achieving as Bahamian citizens from those billions of dollars that is being invested with the government? How much is going to be trickled down out of the billions being invested to those living in the country itself, besides those who are workers? Nothing much. And the company is going to get a majority of it. Government is going to get a little percentage. The workers are going to get probably 1-2%. And when these hotels are built, they're going to be bringing in the millions. And we're going to tax them less. You know, so no, we are not really achieving nothing big from the investments. It just goes out the country. It goes to where that company is set up, and they have to ship their money out. And the thing is, they're going to gather their money, they're going to gather their Bitcoin, and they're going to wire it out. And the little just goes back into the economy, you know? So it's not something that we should really be proud of when we had major investment, because if it's something to be proud of, we are seeing where grade 2 students selling drugs, grade 2 students talking sexual in the class and talking back at the teachers, huh? Grade 2 students having sex on the campus, okay? And students themselves seeing in front of the school, young girls and boys at the age of 13, some even 9, and when they enrage, the police officer can't even stop them, you know? The police officers have to get violent and backup got to come sometime to even deal with these 13 and 14-year-olds when they get mad, okay? That's how serious it is in our country. You know, morals are completely deteriorating this country. Like I said, young girls walking to school with their girlfriend. I don't know why they'd be girlfriend or You know, because this is mixed. This is a mix-up thing on boys walking the thing I'm and one is the butch and I don't know what the hell going on. This is a whole mix-up thing. This is a new identity going out here that I still trying to cope with it and trying to figure out what people are coming with these angles and expect us to have a good society. You know, and what are the parents who live in these households are allowing in their house? You know, you're allowing evil in your house. And when you allow evil in your house, there's going to be no respect in your house. And when there's no respect in your house, when your children have no respect for one another, and you don't respect one another, you're going to be cursing one another. Your mother's going to be cursing the daughter. The daughter's going to be cursing, the son is going to be cursing the mother because they believe they're your friend. Because you ain't teach them what, and you don't let them show no respect for your house. You know, like the caller stated, who's 67 years old, and he stated that, you know, you couldn't do those things, you know. You don't bring a girlfriend inside your people's house. You know, they tell you, you know, you was man now, you was woman now, go and get your place to go and have your girlfriend to come and have sex. You know, just to keep the respect in their house. But when you let your host become, how should I put it? No rules, just anything goes. Your children can do what they want. Everyone got curse and care on the side. Those man, listen, all kind of bad things can happen to you. All right, got to shaping up. That's why no morals. You know, and we causing this on ourselves. God call you on inside in the city.
I'm on the show. Hey guy, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Yeah, I know. I promised to come by your show and even just sit down, but I'll let you know.
No problem. Anytime you're ready.
I think we can share some things together. We have to get back to basics. It's almost like, you know, my father and my mother always talk about the UBP model, where there were rules and regulations and restrictions.
Mm.
And so we have to get back to that type of style. And that goes throughout our society.
Yes, sir.
It also affects our culture. If I go in Jamaica or Trinidad, I will hear Jamaican and Trinidad music most of the time. But we in the Bahamas, we are importing a problem with this Junkanoo Carnival. It's not our culture. If you say Junkanoo Carnival, make it true Junkanoo, which is a part of us. Not all these exposing women, exposing their bodies. And all that is not our culture.
That is not our culture.
And governments have encouraged it to a point, but it has to stop. You know, we're inviting all kind of stuff coming into this country,
mm-hmm.
but we need to be bohemian.
That's right, sir.
You know, Jamaican told me the other day, and a Barbadian, said, y'all don't know who you are. Y'all bohemians, why you gotta follow fashion? Why you gotta listen to all that, shall I say, all that rap stuff coming from the United States mm-hmm. and all in Brooklyn and all in places. Okay? And then all the type of vulgar language and those rap music. And every child, I can hear them listen to that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't write the right sentence. But the governments, not one government, all governments now and moving forward has to put restrictions on. You have fellas driving with no helmet all through Nassau. Nobody is a lawless society.
And it's for their safety.
I agree.
And it's for their safety.
I agree. But, and our politicians, those who are in charge, must do their work. The Bahamian people are looking to see
leadership
and resolving some of those matters that can be resolved by the police itself. We tell them doing what they feel like doing. Right? I mean, the place is almost like, some cases, they drive in with these mufflers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all to neighborhood, people trying to sleep. And then you have these nightclubs, because I got one, Rachel, and I heard people complain, this one, Rachel, St. Albans Drive.
Yes, sir.
And they don't care. They just came up operation. She just called me tonight.
Mm.
And she was saying, I tell her she needs to write it to the authorities, the license authorities, and complain about these nightclubs. That are right close to people. You could walk 3 feet to the nightclub and the people back door.
Wow.
And it said that officers may be owners of these clubs.
Yeah, wow.
Come on, this is a small society. Everybody knows who they are. But the people need to complain to the authorities. And we need, and even if the authorities know that, they themselves don't need people to write in and complain. They should know that club is too close.
Mm.
to these neighborhoods. Those people gave license to come here and examine. No, this club shouldn't be here. Why should you grant a license? Knowing that the people are near to this club.
Residential area.
Okay, the woman just had surgery.
Yes, sir.
Okay, she just told me that night. And see, I have a hurricane-proof window, so you know when I close, I don't hear anything. But I can't be selfish.
Yes, sir.
I have a lot of people complaining. They need to stop that. The license authority, the persons who are listening tonight,
y'all
need to do your job.
And inspect.
Just like the, what you call it, the ski accident. You know, I've been calling for this boat administration. I've been calling, I go on the beach, and I see these fellas up and down with these ski. I say, one of these days, they can kill somebody.
Yeah.
And I call. And those who, and I hope the commissioner's listening to me, because I wish I was the commissioner.
Mm.
Trust me. There's no way you could have someone on the sea there driving reckless on those skis, and then they strike that person, whoever they were. That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And those who are responsible for overseeing the traffic on the seaway there,
the defense force,
if
and
they're
the police
not doing their job, then you have to replace them.
Yes, that should be, like you said, like you said about that incident.
I need to come on your talk show. There's a lot of ideas I have on why we are where we are today.
There's no problem. You can definitely...
Because you say... Okay, the public service. We don't need to have these bureaucracy going on. Oh, everybody say, back up. Well, my first recommendation is to eliminate this permanent secretary whole thing business.
Yeah.
And run these ministries as you have a human resources a manager or whatever. We need to get out of that. Because there's too much politics in that either. We need to run these places like businesses. Bahamas here, privatize it.
Yes.
Nassau Flight Service, privatize it. Okay?
So you can lose your job.
We are going to be left behind this country.
Yes.
Okay, we put away the politics. Because at the end of the day, you know,
if
the Bahamas fail, we all fail.
It is us.
What do you call it? PLP,
yes.
DNA. We all fail.
Yes.
So we have to move away.
From the politics of things.
We have to move away, you know, and get technology and the advancement of technology to speed up things. When people put something in, you should be able to get it the next day. Not asking for voters. I'm not a foreigner.
Mm.
You ask me, go home and get my voter's card and all that nonsense. Come on, man.
We
are behind. You go to these banks, they're asking for whole arm and a leg.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They're asking for whole arm and a leg to open a bank account.
Yes, sir.
We have to, and certain things, my friend, and I'm going to tell you, I hope when I come on your talk, so we can talk some more, but we have a lot of rules and regulations that don't make any sense.
I agree.
I asked employees at the bank, what is the purpose of it? They don't know. They were just told. So what? You just take an instruction and not question it?
Mm.
Certain things don't make sense. It eats up time. It costs investors to say, man, I ain't checking for the Bahamas. Let me go to Cayman. Because I got to go through all the world. And guess what? You call these places, the phone, these automated system, I will throw them out the window. Because the automated system fail. It what it does. It sends away the customers because they get frustrated.
Yes, sir.
Of dying this thing. Get up here and get the poison.
Yes, sir. You're so right.
We have a lot of problem in this country.
Yes.
And that calling, ain't nobody by their death, ain't nobody answering the phone.
Yeah.
So we have to get back to basics. It's a lot of things, man.
Yes,
but
sir.
It is up to the MPs,
yeah,
the government here,
the legislators.
To improve our services in Bahamas. We have to get out of this rat race type of thing.
Mm.
And then when people stop, go up to the ministry for approval, it takes an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Suppose someone's child is dying and you're waiting for a requisition.
Mm.
I have a personal situation. I don't say it on the radio because I'm dealing with it.
Mm.
But something will take 2.5 years and still not being resolved.
Yeah.
Okay? But yet everybody sit on their behind, and then if it's life-threatening, well, the person dies, eh? And then the requisition comes out. 3 years later, the place is already buried.
Yeah.
This has to stop.
It has to.
And we as Bahamians, we have to say, no, we got to do better.
Yes, sir.
And I charge the Prime Minister, to, if he hear me or his aides are hearing me, that we need to look into improving the public service. And those people who haven't been paid yet, all this thing, people are suffering because they can't even get the money was owed to them.
Yeah.
You see? So
yes,
we have to look into these matters.
Yes, sir.
But I will be on your talk show. I will call you. You could send me to your producer. And I'll give
yeah,
him my
number.
Yeah,
he's ready to listen in.
And I'll give it. I don't give it on the national TV. But when I hang up, I'll give it to him.
Yes.
But the point is, we need to have a good sit down.
No problem.
And talk about these things or how we can improve the Bahamas.
I'm all
my
for that.
Family was involved with tourism. My brother was director of tourism. Mm. He's dead now, right? It's a lot of things
that's
we
knowledge.
Need to do for this country.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and my family have made a great sacrifice when it comes to tourism in this country.
Wow.
So okay, was... and now, but we who are have survived
passing
are living the legacy of our siblings who have gone on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we are carrying the same standard that I told you about. We need to have standards, go back to the basis.
Yes,
but what
sir.
My mother have taught all of us, her eight children, nine children, so to speak, right? It's still in our bloodstream.
Yes.
We still believe in discipline.
Yes, sir. It's
I
in
got
our
a brother, brothers who don't play, but they believe in the fundamentals of discipline and standards.
Yes.
And that's what we have to go back to.
Yes, we do.
In order to restore this country.
Morals.
Right, the morals and all of the, even the spiritual part too.
Yes,
we
yes,
got
yes.
a lot of people around. That's another day we can deal with people who
yes,
who in the ministry for real. And then, of course, the Bible deals with that. And those who just dealing with it for what they want in the ministry.
That's right, money.
And not being called.
To be a minister.
To be in the ministry.
They do it
that's
a job.
Thing.
They do it as a job. Yes, sir.
Man, we have and a lot of factors in our country. We have a lot of situations that need to be rectified.
Yes, sir.
Even people who should be, who's singing gospel and still in the world.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. Either you
can't
like
serve two masters.
Say, if you're on the Lord's side, you'll be here. If you're not on the Lord's side, over there.
You can't serve
it's
two masters.
It ain't no in between. It's either left or right.
You're right, sir.
So we all are not perfect. But the point is, man, we got
to
strive
to be better.
Perfection.
Yes, sir.
You see? So I would one night come and talk with you. And we'll talk with the things that how we can
definitely
and encourage the country.
That's what the show for.
And give solutions, you know.
That's what the show for. Not to criticize. That's what the show for.
You must be mature enough. You must be mature enough.
Have a conversation.
To accept, have a good conversation and say, you know something? That's a good idea.
That's right.
And let's move ahead. If not, we can be in trouble. And see, I don't deal with foolishness when it comes to immaturity.
No. That's why I have the show.
Yeah, we got too much big grown people.
Yes, acting like child.
And so immature.
Acting like children.
And petty.
Yes.
I was brought up that way.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe in pettiness.
Thank you.
We can work it out. We have trash out. The reason we trash it out and then we move forward.
Yes, sir.
So I would hold for you to produce and then give him the
definitely time. He's right there waiting on you. And I'd be more than happy to have you on after we sit down and have the conversation, especially with the tourism prospect of your family who have contributed greatly to the country. So that knowledge is not going nowhere. Thank you very much. You did a wonderful job. Yeah. And I want to go back. You know, I talked about equality earlier on the show. And we saw where it was Women's Day. And, you know, fighting for women's rights. Well, first of all, let me just say that to all the women in this country right now. I don't think women in the country, not in the Bahamas, not in this country, I don't think women get discriminated. Not in the workforce. Not in the government. Not in no companies. Woman has more position than men in this country. So I don't know this woman's day thing, what they're trying to prove or what they're trying to push, all right? Because it seems to me like y'all are trying to degrade the men in this country, all right? Women hold the highest posts in the country. We have the Speaker of the House is a female. We have a Speaker of the Senate is a female. We have MP Pia Glover, you know, how many female woman member of parliament? Glenys Hannah Martin, who I love to death, who I think would be a great prime minister if she had the opportunity. Okay? Janet Boswick, you know, Natalia Johnson. First woman to vote, Rubion Darling. This ain't nothing had nothing to do with us. All right? Y'all getting mixed up. The British were the ones who was discriminated against women in this country. Bahamians were never discriminated against women in this country. It was the British government. Okay? Once we break that cycle and we got where woman, where Rubion Darling get the vote on the woman's behalf, first woman to vote. Woman, over the course of that journey, became just as equal as man. So what y'all trying to do now? Y'all trying to give women more power? The court is giving women more power when it comes to child support. The court don't listen to men who have children when they go to represent themselves to the court account. They're already guilty. You understand? Because society looks at men as superior. All right? And you want to make the woman over the man now in this country. You know? Tell me in this country, who woman is being discriminated on the job site? Don't we have woman journalists here? Don't we have woman pastors here? Huh? If we discriminate, don't we have woman pastors here? And when it shows you that woman ain't supposed to be pastor, but yet there are woman pastors in this country. There are women who hold the highest job in this country. Huh? So what y'all want to do? Woman's Day. Equality. They want more laws to pass in the marriage where rape, they all talking about rape in the marriage where a man can't rape his woman. What about a woman raping a man or disrespecting a husband? This ain't a one-sided thing. Why everyone coming at the man? Huh? Why everyone coming at the man? Huh? The man is the breadwinner. I'm still getting disrespected. Huh? Why? Why it mess up like that? Y'all see y'all falling right into this European thing, you know? This world thing where you're trying to push woman over man. See what happened when you push woman over man now? Single parent home. You see what single parent home doing now? Single parent home now producing monsters, murderers, robbers, rapists, abuse. You see what it doing now? Take the man out of the house and this is what happening now. Y'all can't see this? All y'all fall for the trick, you know? Y'all falling right into this. Take away the man power. Take away the man in the family and let the woman grow up the child. And look why we have all these single parents around now. And if you look at the statistics, it shows you most of the guys who are getting killed or in serious crime or abusive parents, abusive to their children. Next generation, they be abusive to their children. Where it comes from, single parent, because the laws now is designed to get rid of the man. The drug epidemic was designed to get rid of the family structure. And the family structure is the man. That's why they targeted all the men. Now they're saying the war on drugs didn't make no sense. You're all falling for the trick. Woman's Day. It's supposed to be Man's Day. Woman's Day. That's what you're trying to do. Give woman everything in the country and leave us a daddy. We done, man, done finished now. Huh? I say, man, just like we finish in this country right now, we don't have no more opportunities like that. Society against us, the world against us, all these new organizations around the world with these woman rights and equality and all this is a bunch of crap. What about the family structure? I put the man with the woman, the man is there, not no woman. We can take a break on Guiding Radio 96.9. I'm your host, Valentino O'Brien. Do not go away.
If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke, Bitan, bro. Boy, I from Bitan, bro. Bitan, I say up and running. Caliban say my show, I don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. Today see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. Boy, they ain't for no reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only passion for a season. Godless, I go weed them. I represent the ghetto people, I from.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and Gretzky.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, go on, drop. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton
Rouge. We're back on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Inside the Inner City. Our producers in studio is two-time champ Kermit. In studios, producing here tonight on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Before we took the break, I was talking about woman. And it seems to me that this is the design thing to destroy the family structure. And we are falling right in the trap. It surprised me to see that, you know, all the women were saying they want more power, they want more this, they want that. So when y'all get these things, right? So when you catch a flat tire, okay, who are you going to let change your flat tire? Okay? So when there's a centipede or a snake in your house, and yeah, it's just, you know, whatever the situation is, who is going to get it out? The woman? So when it's raining outside and there's a leak on the roof, okay, since a woman want more power, who is going to go and fix the roof? Huh? If a child is ever in danger in the water drowning, who is going to go to the aid? Send y'all and take away the man or this whole equation. When there's something heavy to lift, okay, who are you going to go to? You know, this attention you think about, you know, and we could, the list could go on and 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 on. This is the European thing they're trying to bring here in this country. This is an island. Let's keep our island life. And let's gradually turn into a city, but keep what it's behaving. Okay, what's going on around the world don't necessarily happen here in the country, on the Cornwall of the Bahamas. We're going to take the next call, and then I'm going to play the last thing with Farrakhan. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hello.
Hello, good night.
Good night, Scoochie. Boy, hey. You're running out, man. Take your pills. Take your pills.
Yeah, I need to take some pills.
Listen, yeah, it is a world agenda. Everybody know that. And you look at the faces of the women that are pushing this agenda. You ain't see no regular married woman in there. You ain't there.
No.
Married women, right?
No. They're same
sex. Ain't them in there.
They same sex.
They you and if they married, they only got married for formalities, because some of them get married and they take their husband's last name. And some who married, the fellas, more woman than them. Who you here talking? Because I know some. One even, how the hell you could be a judge on the high bench and you could be pushing an agenda either way, left or right?
Right.
You're supposed to stay neutral. You understand? They're very disingenuous. Because I can talk about that for 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
I get into that marriage thing because I was married before. God rest my wife's soul.
Okay.
I told the judge, listen. A marriage is the only institution that is ordained by the Most High, if you believe in it, where sex is legal.
Yes.
Anything else, what the heterosexual with everybody doing, if you believe in the scriptures, which we done lost that long time, marriage is the only way you're supposed to have sex. Right? I said, first of all, in order to get married, the couples have to agree they want one another, and then they have to go to the state to secure a marriage license by that state, okay? Which make it a government thing. Make it legal through the government and the court. And then they have to take that to the church to swear before man and God to make it an institution ordained by God. So marriage isn't something where you could just throw a word in there, rape, and all around like that.
That's right.
You can't do that. And in order to get out of a marriage, Just how you get in a marriage,
you get out.
Is exactly how you got to get out. You have to do it legally.
File,
you can't
file
just make
complaint.
Up one. You, huh?
I say you have to file a complaint to say, "Will I catch my husband?"
You exactly. See, you
sweetheart
can,
in or
you
something.
Can.
Have grants. You have to have grants to get a divorce. Then.
Exactly.
Yes.
See, this is where these women are being disingenuous,
yes.
And they ain't thinking. Even the judge almost cussed them down because she's a judge.
They hard against us,
hard.
Man.
So in order to get out of a marriage, see, marriage ain't an average relationship. Put it that way. In the marriage vows say for better or worse,
yes.
Your poor
yes.
goodness in that
yes.
bomb.
Yes.
Nowhere in the marriage vows does it say abuse. Nowhere. Mm. See, everybody will agree on that, right?
Yes, sir.
So if your husband comes and you ain't feeling good tonight and he abused you to get sex, now you could either take it from there from day one or you could wait two or three times to see if this is picking up a pattern.
Yeah, pardon.
And if you see it's a pattern,
file for the divorce.
The law, which this judge tried to push aside today, the law then has to take its course.
Yes.
Because just how you get in legally, you got to get out legally. The spouse then has to go to the courts and make a petition to come out of that home that looks like there ain't going to be no reconciliation in there. You got to get out.
Yes.
Now, if the spouse goes to where you are, you already divorced yet. Because you're going through the process, you know. You're still married.
Yeah.
But you out of the house legally now. If the spouse goes to you
that's
and
rape.
Fondles you and do something to you,
that's rape.
Rape.
That is rape. That is rape. Like
you
all said that.
Me?
Yes.
That
if you
rape.
Leave with the house by court order and you go to the house and your husband follow you or the wife follow you and they go and
that is rape.
That
because
is rape.
Now you are legally.
Yes, yes.
You put a legal stipulation.
Because we're not living in the same house no more.
Exactly. Now, what they don't understand as well. If a woman, a spouse, the female woman, refuses a husband 2, 3, 4, 5 times, then the husband has the right, you know, to go to the court now and say, I am being sexually deprived in my marriage. I want to get a divorce.
Yeah, I want to.
They know they're creating a problem.
Yes.
That's the reason why I quote to the judge today, you're being disingenuous.
Wow.
Because the law is there to protect the spouse. If a man or woman, you know, I say spouse. Because we're talking about the woman.
It's both sides.
Argument.
It's both sides.
The Sexual Offenses Act, Article 15 of the Constitution of the Bahamas, speaks directly to marriage.
Mm.
It says, if you have a situation in a marriage that you deem is going to be irreconcilable,
yes.
Then the spouse, whichever one, has to go to the court
the
and
spouse,
get a separation.
The spouse. They think it's just a woman.
Exactly. It says spouse. Article 15. But see, they will quote that part of it. There is protection for the spouse in a marriage.
Yes.
You understand
you
me?
You give a prime example. Leaving out the
exactly.
house.
No, she tried to skip over that and then she talked about it. Oh, why are you? You want to force yourself on a woman for 30 years in the house? I say, well, miss, any woman would stay in the house getting battered for 30 years. She deserved that.
you deserve that
if you're getting battered and you say, oh, you don't know what that situation is.
Yeah.
She might have children. She might have this. And she might have that, I say, but that's what the court's for.
That's right, the fine oak.
Whichever one is in violation,
that's why they say
the
spouse.
Court will say, okay, you sell the house, you got 65% dower. I think the kids would be better protected. Just the law is there.
So just,
I don't know. Oh, no, just call it rape. See, that's what they're pushing for.
So
they want just rape.
Yeah, so.
But
so
I will tell the nation the meaning of rape. Rape comes from the Latin word repair. The definition of that Latin word, or raptus in Roman, the definition is to seize, to steal, and to carry away. That's what rape means.
Mm-hmm.
To seize a nation or a village, to steal from that village, and to cart away, whether you care a woman or a man, or the thing. Rape is sexual abuse in a marriage, not rape.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're talking about.
Abuse.
It's sexual abuse. Huh? It can't be rape. Not in the match.
It is called sexual abuse.
It's
trying to squeeze that word rape in there.
It's rape if it's a boyfriend or girlfriend. Right? It's rape if it's a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Exactly. You could do that.
Yeah, in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, it's considered rape. Yes.
Crugy, when you rape somebody, when you rape somebody, usually that's when woman running down the road exercising 5 o'clock in the morning,
yes,
6 o'clock
yes,
evening.
Yes, that's rape.
When nigga come out the bush, he ain't no one. Knock over head and drag in.
Like what happened to Michael Rowe? That's rape. Yes, yes, yes. They
so
mix it up.
How you put that?
You write
up that in the same thing as a
category.
Yes,
you're completely correct. That is
they're great. Being disingenuous.
Yeah, right.
Those are women that hate men.
Yeah, I agree.
For some reason or another.
I agree. A lot of them who are pushing for these agendas who are just hate men, you know.
They need to stop that.
Yeah, I agree.
They need to stop pushing it. And all the men that agreeing with them, they get more dress on than them.
Just like the Black Lives Matter too.
Exactly. Now, the caller by going right now, because there's a lot of people trying to get in. The caller, what was opining before me, he is correct, you know, but the problem is with behaving people, we got to be the stupidest elected in the world. Because after 50 years of the same thing, 50 years later, we shouldn't be arguing over them seeing things every year, every 5 years. Our position should be now as behemoths. Where are we going to go from here?
That's right.
When the election comes again, this is definitively what we're going to do.
That's right.
Because it ain't make no sense letting the snake keep coming in, you know, wrapping around yourself 50 years, and you ain't chopped the head of the snake off. That's the only way you can get the change. You got to take the head of the snake off.
Yes, yes.
And that means the FNM and the PLP, that is what we have to do to save this nation.
Mm.
Brad Davis has deceived the Bahamian people again. I had high hopes for Brave Davis, but you know what Brave Davis did? Brave Davis just took the sovereign wealth fund that meant every Bahamian and any money to go in it. He repealed that, gazetted that, and gone in the house and changed the name to a national wealth fund.
Yeah.
Strictly to be solely operated by the prime minister himself.
Mm.
And then he take a law and put a law in, then they say that anybody or committee be charged to oversee this. If you open your mouth about it, then you get fined $100,000 by your mouth. Because when them billions of dollars from the carbon credit start coming in, Daddy, the behemoths will get nothing, and that ain't nobody business.
Wow.
Brave Davis has finally sealed the gate on the Bahamian people in 50 years, as well as the FNM, as well as the white boys, the blue-eyed boys, because the blue-eyed boys pushing them from behind.
Mm.
Brave Davis has sealed it. The Bahamian people now get nothing.
Wow. I said literally on the show.
Thank you. Let's go to you one of these days. We can link up.
No problem, man. No problem. Yeah, I'll have this discussion, you know. And to tell the truth, you know, boy, that's some deep stuff there. I heard about it. And yes, it did get a repeal. And he did change the name. It's crazy. Like I tell people, we got to understand something. The Bahamas is a corporation. Brave Davis understands how to govern now. He's getting calling from all those permanent secretary, all of those British, what you call them, high commission, who you're talking to. They're teaching them how to govern, you know. That's just how it is, you know. But we must understand that the government is different from the people. And a prime example, you could remember when Lincoln Bain was talking about the Crown Line. He said the Bahamian Crown Line. I saw a comment where the Minister of Environment, the Honorable Juan Miller, you know, he spoke on the matter, and he spoke that, you know, on behalf of the Bahamas government, this is the Bahamas government Crown Line. Listen closely, Lincoln Bain is saying the Bahamian people Crown Line, right? And now, when you listen to Juan Miller, Minister Miller, he stated the Bahamas government Crown Line. And then when you heard the Minister of National Security, Vian Monroe, he came on and say, you have to vacate the Bahamas government. Listen, the Bahamas government. Lincoln Bain said the Bahamian people. See, what we don't understand is the Bahamas is a corporation and the government is different from the people. Central government, et cetera, and government, that's the government they employed by the Queen. Okay? A central government. And then it's us who are the taxpayers who pay the taxes. So basically, we still live in a slave system, even though we are free. But we are not understanding that we are slaves. All of us who vote are basically slaves, and those who are in government are the corporation working for. You understand? Because the Queen does not recognize PLP or FNM. The King now, recognize Commonwealth of the Bahamas on their pension that either Hubert Ingram, former prime minister, received, or former Prime Minister Perry Gladstone Christie. It does not say PLP leader Perry Gladstone Christie or FNM leader Hubert Alexander Ingram, their pension. It says the Bahamas government. All right, so consider this. The Bahamas government is different from the people. Okay, we're going to take this last call. Go ahead, caller. You got to make it real quick. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside in the City. Caller, you there? Are they back? You can take this last call. Go ahead, caller. I guess they left. Yeah, so always remember that, eh? Always remember that. And we could play this last thing with the Clayton Fernandez, Mr. Louis Farrakhan, the last flick. Because we're getting close, I'd like to play that to the end and just show you a similarity to what's happening in the U.S. It's happening in the Bahamas, and we want to become like the U.S. and on their race crime, our morals in the country. We can take this last call? Okay. Let's take this call, and then we can go through it. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside in the City.
Hello, Scrooge. How you doing?
Good night, sir.
Yeah, I overheard the conversation with you, the other gentleman, about the sex situation, right? Rape. But when you look at it, right, marriage or not married, I don't think any man needs to force a woman. Point blank. Mm. If you want to say the Bible, well, look at Christ's character. See what Christ is all about? He's all about love, right?
Yes, sir.
So, if Christ is love, if the man goes ahead and do that to his wife or his girlfriend or anybody else, it's still a violation.
In God's eye,
you shouldn't be able to force yourself on anybody, married or not. Because remember, in the law, rape is rape anyhow. See, you say, okay, you're married. Yeah, the marriage is a situation between a husband and a wife, right? That they're not going to go out there because they have each other to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, it shouldn't get to that point, because if he or she is abiding by the word of God, he'll never get advantage of each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that this thing is, I don't think no one should force any woman or man. Mm. That's not how God designed a marriage. You see?
Yeah.
So, but when you go beyond the love, beyond the rules of love in the marriage, and you do what you feel like doing in the world, yes, you're taking advantage of your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance.
Yes, yes.
Because she is saying, listen, man, okay? And she might say, listen, I'm not feeling well, okay? Now, some wives may say, well, I know you may want to. Okay, well, I'll just let you, but hurry up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's a point where she really doesn't feel that way, and you know this is not a regular thing, then, you know, give her that space. She ain't gonna run away from you, eh?
Yes, sir.
Because she'll feel better the next day.
Yes, sir.
You know, but I don't think, just think about if it's your daughter who's married to a guy, then, and he does that to your daughter.
Mm.
It's not necessary for him to force himself on his daughter. You all are married.
Yes.
You see? Now, if she has some agenda as far as she's always punishing him.
Mm-hmm.
And withdrawing herself from him over and over. And your thing is to say, you know, somebody, you don't put your hand on my daughter, but guess what? I think you need to file for divorce. Maybe
yeah.
she don't want the marriage. Maybe she has something else going on. She ain't even telling me.
Yeah.
But you do the right thing and get out of it.
Yes, sir.
You see? But I truly believe, right, that you could rape anybody, husband, in the marriage or out of the marriage.
Mm.
You see? Because you don't need to force yourself on nobody unless they give a consent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so see, everybody getting mixed up with the Bible and all, but it's, but if you go to the Bible, you're definitely wrong if you go to the Bible, because God's way of dealing with issues is love, not throwing someone down and say, oh, that's my wife. No. You don't do that. And how could a man feel good about himself when he forces himself on his girlfriend or his wife?
Yeah, wow.
And you can't. You ain't no man, because most of us say, but you ain't no man, but. You know, because, and maybe it's not a high percentage of this going on, because most behavior culture, you and I know, right, that they have second and third homes in this country.
Yeah.
So most men ain't got time to go hold on no wife, the majority of them. Now, some, may do it, but I feel the majority of them, that's why we have second and third homes in this country. you know,
yes,
it
sir.
Shouldn't be. But I'm trying to say to you that some fellas, the majority of fellas, say, man, I ain't going into this, you know.
Yeah.
I can see you next week. I go in somewhere else. And that's what mostly happens. But
yes, sir.
It, although it's a small percentage, I feel, and then I listened to the judge today on the talk show, one of your talk show today, and she was right. She was right. And also, she also mentioned about, well, yes, you might have some other women group. I hear gentlemen talking with you tonight. Yes, I'm have some other sneaky agenda, and they won't slide that in there at the same time. I understand that. But one day at a time, one law at a time, you're not going to slip any gay rights and no law in this country and slip it into this law because it's you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that judge, she was, well, I can't remember her name, but she was on point today. She tell the fella, I got four children, so don't even try. She don't have an agenda, but you have some other females in this country trying to push that in the same file.
They want to destroy us, sir. They want to destroy the manhood.
Well, of course, you and I know that. The enemy is to try to destroy the family. We all know that. That is why we have to be very careful about equality.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking
about.
What
I mean, equality?
Yes, sir.
A woman could never be equal to a man.
No.
They were never designed that way.
No, they're never designed that way.
You see, now if you want to talk about the regular worldly thing.
Like job,
I
yes,
won't
yes.
Be a mechanic
yes.
And she'd be like, yeah, fine.
Yes.
But my thinking and what I'm seeing is that they want to go beyond the borders.
Of
man having a position.
Yes.
With God has placed a man. The woman came as a helpmate, you know. When you really
they want to take away
you know.
The position God gave man as head. I'm not talking about what man gave to
yeah,
us.
God, yeah.
God word and God design is different. That's what I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, right. And he said that pattern. Okay, he said that for a reason.
Now we get lost.
And for some reason, the world, like the Biden administration in the United States, they are contrary to the word of God.
Yes.
It's more blaspheming of what they're trying to do.
And you have
they're
to
trying to do. They're trying to go beyond abortion.
Yes.
They're trying to have
yes.
men and men
yes.
marry women
yes.
and women. And
yes.
they are putting it on the TV. They are trying to
yes.
send their agenda in our country.
Yes.
But I say the devil is a liar.
Yes.
If you have an agenda, stay in America.
That's what we're talking
and
about,
you keep
sir.
Your law over there.
I'm glad you said that because...
I would vote more Republican than Democrat. Although
yes.
they say the Democrats represent the black.
Yeah.
But trust me, they are compromising the word of God.
Yes,
Obama
yes.
is a total
sellout.
But not sellout. He's a total disgrace to the
yes.
black race when it comes down to biblical principles
yes.
that he and his the Democratic Democratic Party
yes.
that is pushing for gay rights. Okay, and pushing for all this nonsense.
Just have to
and so we
try and
the leaders,
and all kind of crap.
And our church leaders in the United States, some of them, allowing them to speak at the pulpit.
Yes. And
if Dr. Martin Luther King was living today, and when Biden was speaking at that church service, I don't think he was going to invite Biden to speak at that pulpit. You know why?
Mm.
Because the things
what
that Martin Luther King believed in Jesus Christ is no way he could support Biden.
No.
They are trying to water down what God has said, and it's the same thing you're saying about
equality.
The devil is trying to
yes, destroy the family that they want
to speak. The word of God and say, you don't need, just like in the garden, oh, you don't need to listen to God.
Mm.
And so they're trying to
there's
do
punishment
their own
for
thing.
Solomon Gomorrah.
Yeah, man, so you know, we have to be careful. Democrats, if they didn't support what the real thing about life
yeah.
in Christ, I would support them, but I could never support
no,
the Democrat Party.
No,
if I was
now.
An American... Based on the Christian principle of what Christ has established.
That's right.
There's no way Sodom and Gomorrah that I would approve.
And
that's
that
is what the American Democrat is doing. There's no way.
They're taking
that there
the state Sodom and Gomorrah.
Is a no. That's not even no discussion. Because right then, you are violating the laws of God.
That's
now,
right.
The government has to be very careful also. Because the Bible, God speaks about governments too. And so the government got to be careful. You listen to the United Nations, no problem. But you got to make sure
make
it's
your
not conflicting,
right.
conflicting with the rules of God.
And that's exactly...
Not man, not the United Nations, not no group. This
right.
So our government got to be very careful. And I saw Mr. Wilson was talking a certain thing. But we have to be very careful because God also punishes countries.
Hold on,
nations.
Sir. Hold on, listen. Listen
okay?
to this. Brazil. Just did a little celebration where they had Christ dressed up on the devil over him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they had this parade. You see what happened to them?
Boy.
You see what happened the next day?
Earthquake, right?
Earthquake, and the city get flooded.
Okay. Well, if anyone on this earth know about who God is, I sure
no
that the governments know about who God is. Because Mr. Davis came from good upbringings. Mr. Dalva came from good upbringings. Okay? Mm-hmm. I know these guys, these gentlemen, from when before they became whatever. So they know the teachings of what their parents have taught them.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't nothing to do with gays and lesbians. I know that.
That's right.
So we have no excuse in the Bahamas. And no government has no excuse
to put these
to follow nobody. I don't care if it's Russia, United States, or China.
Mm-hmm.
We must stand on the fundamentals of Jesus Christ and what he stands for.
That's
and
right.
Guess what, you know? If you stand for Christ, and Christ had all the fellows who did all kind of nonsense on his side, you know.
Yeah.
But if you stand for him, and the odds are against you, trust me, if God, if everybody against you, God is with you, and you will
be
victorious, you know.
Yes.
So we as a government and as a people, we have to,
yes.
we have to set our stand.
And see the sun.
And we must live up for Christ.
Yes. You hear music playing, so I want to keep you on, but we're completely out of time. You did a phenomenal job of explaining the circumstances. So I want to say thank you to and all the callers. You all did a wonderful job here tonight. Okay? Now listen, like I say, morals. You have a daughter going to school, 7th, 8th grade. How could you let her come to your house with the next girl? How could you let your son, who is a male, to come home with the next young boy, the same age as him, to sit down in your house and to go in the room? Right? How could you allow your daughter to bring her boyfriend in your house for them to go in the room and have sex? Just like how you would be in the house and you're the elder in the house. You're 30, 40 and you're having sex in the house. How could you allow your daughter to bring her boyfriend or your son to bring his girlfriend in your house to have sex? Come on. Morals, people. Morals. And I'm glad that the Crystal Council is saying that they have the government, the citizens have to have a comprehensive plan as to say bring programs and the sustainable programs to deal with the needs of the people living in these communities. Because like I said, these communities that most people live in are unsuitable. They don't have the right tools for the citizens to achieve their true goal. There's no community center. There's no small businesses. There are no work. There are no trades. There are no one teaching them what is right and what is wrong. So we need to incorporate those in the inner city communities. So I hope you enjoyed the show tonight on Guardian Radio. I'm Valentino Brown, host of the talk show Inside Inner City. And I'll see you next week on Guardian Radio 96.9. Enjoy and be safe.
I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.